It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks begin a five-game homestand against the Seattle Kraken, a team in the Pacific Division they haven't seen since January 30th, but the same result as just occurred in St. Louis, a shutout win for Mackenzie Blackwood and the San Jose Sharks. The final score in that one was 2-0 San Jose and was a marked turnaround from a 7-1 defeat in Seattle back on November 22nd. Meanwhile, the Sharks are feeling mighty good about the shutout that they just earned against the St. Louis Blues, a 4-0 win against the Blues on the road on Saturday that has players like Kyle Burrows feeling pretty good for his team and especially for his goaltender.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us, it feels great. Obviously, you know, it's a lot of good bounces, I think, for this day, the way that the game the NHL has played and the amount of scoring that can happen on any given night. And, you know, for our goalies have battled night in and night out. And, you know, I think that night is just, it's kind of just a compliment to the goalies. And, you know, us as players, it means a lot for them because I know that how hard that they've worked for us. And, you know, as a team defensively, and it helps. I think, obviously, you know, we take pride in it, but it doesn't come with a lot of good breaks. And because, you know, there are going to be mistakes in a game. But, you know, for the recoveries on that, that's what we take pride in. And that makes us happy when Blackie gets those ones.
For Justin Bailey, getting a victory after the team was winless in the previous nine feels mighty great, but it's even better because it was a shutout.
Yeah, I think for Blackie, it's been a year that's been a tough year for all of us, but at the end of the day, being able to battle and help Blackie as much as he helped himself get that shutout, it feels good for us, and I'm sure it feels even better for him.
All in all, Bailey says that the victory against the Blues gave the team a good boost of morale.
I think for us, especially in the first period, they kind of took it to us there. Just having Blackie back there, to bail us out, to kind of go into the second saying, hey, we know that wasn't our best first, but Blackie made some huge saves that kept the game tied. And then, it's a game of hockey. It's a game of bounces. It's a game of, like I said, good bounces going your way. And we were able to get a few of those in the second period. And that kind of set us up for a good third. And, it feels way better winning games, obviously.
In the process, the Sharks, in beating the Blues, helped Vancouver clinch a playoff spot. But head coach David Quinn smiled when asked if he got any thank you texts from coach Rick Tocchet in Vancouver.
I didn't hear anything from anybody. And, I know, obviously, they officially clinched, but yeah. I would think it would be a tall task for them not to get in. So I don't know if there was a big celebration in Vancouver because they got in the playoffs. I think the way the season has gone and the situation they were in, pretty much very fait accompli.
What was the key to the victory in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, ironically, we were just talking, and I kind of felt like we played better in Minnesota than we did against St. Louis, ironically. And Blackie plays great in the first period, and obviously plays great in the first period against many. And, but I thought our second and third overall against Minnesota was better than what we saw against St. Louis. That being said, I thought we played pretty well in St. Louis. I thought we did good things, and, we kind of, you anticipated a push in the third period from St. Louis, and I thought we managed it and, kind of bend, don't break mentality.
Quinn gave us some additional thoughts as to what he thought went well in St. Louis against the Blues and what needs to come back this way against Seattle and keep going.
I just think we managed a puck a little bit better. We were always in a situation to defend, whether it be off the rush or in our D zone. Didn't give up any crazy chances or odd man rushes, so we just managed the situation better. There were things I thought we could have done better, but, we put ourselves in a position to survive any push that they gave us.
According to the Sharks head coach, improved puck management is one of the best areas of improvement this season, especially lately.
Yes, yeah, for sure. We have definitely, you're not seeing the crazy odd man rushes that we had been in the past. I think we've been above it a lot more. And again, like I said, when you're managing it better, even when they get it, you're above it, right? When everybody's going one way and you give it to them, you can't be in structure and it's hard to recover. So we've done a much better job of valuing the next zone and not giving them the puck.
Even though the Sharks are where they are at the bottom of the Pacific Division, David Quinn thinks that there's a lot of reason to feel optimistic about the future, especially when considering what the young players have learned this season.
I think so. I think, and again, it's hard to see the optimism through our record, but, you know, I know when I look under the hood, I feel pretty damn good about, you know, where we're going and where we're going to be. And it's going to be, you know, I think next year we're all excited for, but we got to finish this year, you know. I mean, how you manage the end and how you stay in it. And, you know, there's a lot to be evaluated here because you find an awful lot about people in situations like this. So, but, you know, there is a level of excitement from our end of it for sure.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.30 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2024 enshrinement ceremony, presented in part by KMBR 680, will be held Monday, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero. The star-studded Class of 2024 inductees include Patrick Marleau, Brian Sabian, John Taylor, Jenny Thompson, and Chris Wondolowski. Tickets for this year's festivities are now on sale at bayshof.org. That's BASHOF.org.
When you hear coordinated care, what do you imagine? Nurses going viral for their dance routine? Not here. At Kaiser Permanente, coordinated care has nothing to do with dancing and everything to do with quality and convenience. With Kaiser Permanente, you don't have to worry about getting your records sent from place to place because our electronic medical records seamlessly connect all of your doctors, nurses, and specialists. It's so easy, you might do your happy dance. Kaiser Permanente, tomorrow's healthcare today. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks are starting a five-game homestand tonight, and since we're near the end of the season, given the standings position, the players inside the dressing room really want to have a strong finish because they feel that they've been getting a tremendous amount of support from the fan faithful. Kyle Burrows talked about it.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I think the fans have really stuck by us here this season. They've showed up, and they've cheered, and they supported us. You know, obviously, you know, when things haven't been going well, and for us, I think that's what we need to do. We need to, you know, buckle down, play some of our best hockey here coming to the end of the season, and, you know, we have, you know, a lot to look forward to, you know, moving forward into the next few seasons and stuff like that. But for right now, I think these last, like you said, five games, that's what we're focusing on right now, and to bring our best hockey for those five.
Justin Bailey chipped in with his thoughts on the same topic.
Yeah, I think, you know, like we said, these next nine games, five games, you know, we, you know, the fans have been supportive all year. Like I said, even though it's been a tough year, but making sure that, you know, we give them, you know, a good glimpse of what, you know, could potentially come next year, and battle on home ice for the next five games.
Mackenzie Blackwood definitely gets the start in nets for the San Jose Sharks, looking for his second consecutive shutout overall and his second shutout against the Kraken this year. You may recall that at the end of January, the Sharks won by the score of 2-0 against Seattle, but in Seattle earlier this season, the Kraken won by the score of 7-1. And so anything goes tonight on this special Grateful Dead celebration night at SAP Center at San Jose. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Hope you enjoy the action. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.